An evening of lively, smart conversation and jazz. Join me, John Williams, for a live taping of the Mincing Rascals podcast, Robert's Pizza, and Jazz, Wednesday, June 12th, 6 to 8 at Winter's Jazz Club in Streeterville. Tickets at WGNRadio.com/rascals.
Today, join us as we take a trip out west to a special place, the village of Mundelein. Hang out with us, and we'll show you why Mundelein is the perfect place to call home. Sponsored by Illinois Lottery, doing good and supporting Illinois communities, and by McDonald's.
Yeah, we had some McDonald's a little while ago. You know, if you are new to a town, or if you're just wondering who really knows about a given community, talk to a realtor. They know the town, they know the streets, they know the shortcuts, they know the inside of those houses. Donna Sattler is the RE/MAX at-home realtor in Mundelein. Hey, Donna, this is John. You're on the air. How are you today?
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm doing real well. So is that a commuter community? Are there businesses in there? Just talk to me about the real estate. What kind of houses and who lives in Mundelein?
Well, not only do I live in Mundelein, but a lot of other people do, too. We've got something for everybody, really. We have senior communities. We have rental properties. We have new construction. We have stunning lakefront homes. We have established communities. We have starter homes. We have just about anything anybody would want as far as real estate to live in. It is a commuter community. We have a metro station right in town, and I love living there.
How is the market for, I don't know if it's different, say, in Mundelein as it is in any other town in the Chicago area, but how do you assess the real estate market right now?
Well, like anywhere else, John, it is robust, and it depends on who you're talking to. If you're a seller, the market is very, very robust. We are, not only are we up about 14% in terms of value over the same time last year, we've got about a 12-day average market time. In other words, how much time it'll take to sell a house. And
how does that sound? What does 12 days mean? Is that good, Donna?
That's good. That's good for the seller.
Yeah.
Now, if you're a buyer, it's a little more challenging because you're competing with other buyers looking for a limited amount of supply of homes, just like in most suburban communities. I can't really speak to Chicago because I don't work in Chicago, but in the suburban area, that's pretty much the same thing.
I think that's pretty much the same thing all across the country right now. It's still about inventory, isn't it?
Correct.
Are people doing things like writing letters or taking extraordinary means to get the sellers to select them as a potential buyer?
Well, that's kind of a touchy subject there, what we call buyer love letters. It's been said that those could be construed as violating fair housing.
That's right. You're not supposed to do that now, are we?
Yeah. But I will tell you what the best recipe for a successful purchase is: to work with an experienced realtor who knows strategies that can, you know, that can get you the house that you want. With the terms that you want.
Do you have a sense of how this NAR ruling is going to affect your business? I wonder what buyers or sellers or realtors need to be thinking about going forward.
Well, I will tell you this. There is probably not enough time in your entire show for us to go and break that all down. But, yeah, it's going to be some changes coming up. I don't think they're going to be catastrophic changes. I think things will continue to operate very, very similar to the way that they are now. What I found was that there was a lot of misinformation. And I think that as we see things moving forward, we're going to find it's a little more clear. And this is not a done deal yet. There still needs to be a judge approving these changes. So I think that's a conversation that deserves a lot more talking about.
Yeah, well, maybe we will take the time to do that another day.
I'd be happy to come back.
Are interest rates a factor now, or if people sort of resolve themselves to, I'm going to pay about 6.5 to 7.25. That seems to be where the market is right now. How interest rate sensitive are people right now?
Well, I think when we first started to see them spiking up, it was kind of a shock. Right now, I think people have settled into the idea that, this is what they're going to be, and this is what they're going to be for the foreseeable future. We keep hearing that, you know, rates will change in the first quarter, in the second quarter, in the third quarter. I think people have kind of come to terms with it. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, right. So if interest rates come down a little bit, maybe that'll free up some inventory, because you've got a population of potential sellers who won't sell until they can find a place with attractive terms for themselves, right?
Correct. I mean, you've got people who are sitting on a 2%, 2.5% interest rate with it, that they refied, so they're going to sell their house, and unless they have already purchased something, move into something where if they can't pay cash, they're going to have to pay 6, 7, 8% like everybody else.
Right. I was thinking about that.
And it's got to make financial sense.
Well, are you seeing more cash buyers these days then for that reason?
Well, you know what? We've always seen cash buyers. Usually they're the investors. But yeah, I do see cash buyers.
Oh, you mean like flippers?
Like flippers or people who are looking for a long-term hold, you know, buy and rent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no kidding. Are rents pretty steady? I mean, it seems to me like the word about rents is that those are steep these days around the Chicago area.
Boy, they really are, but they've kind of leveled off. We're actually seeing a slight decrease in rental amounts, but they had gone up pretty steeply there for a while. And I think people are shocked when they go and look for either to renew their lease or go look for a new place. I think they're shocked.
We're talking about real estate in Mundelein right now with Donna Sattler, who is a REMAX at-home realtor, REMAX.com. Look for Donna Sattler. By the way, I think I saw a number, Donna, around the Chicago area that, or maybe it was just the city, but the average price of a home is around $324, $325. That sounds about right. What are the numbers out in Mundelein?
In Mundelein right now, like a year ago, they were at about $333,000.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we're at about $379,000.
Wow.
And that will show us about a 14% increase in Mundelein in home values. And that's what people want to know. What's my house worth, you know?
Yeah. So then when you show houses, what do people look for? What do people want? What do they see in the Mundelein area?
Well, again, I think what they see in the Mundelein area is the wide diversity of types of housing that we offer. We have no fewer than three lake communities where you can have homes that are positioned on the lake, as well as have access to the lake, like one that I live in. And we've got homes that were built in the 50s. We have beautiful new construction. We have condos, townhouses, whatever you want, we have. And you know, people's tastes are as varied as the selection.
Yeah, no kidding. What's the color in the kitchen these days? What should we be going with?
Oh, boy. We're still seeing the white and the gray. We're seeing some people start to veer away from that, but it still seems to be the dominant color selection.
You went, oh boy, you're looking for a little change.
I don't care for it.
But it's not what
I
you
personally,
think. It's, you know,
that's right.
We were told this more than once. It's not your house anymore. It's going to be somebody else's house. So get it ready for them. And if you
like
your color or your wallpaper, you've got to leave it now and get it ready for the next person. Donna, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Continued success there in Mundelein.
Well, thank you so much, John. It was a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you for inviting me and allowing me to talk about the place that I live and how much I love it. And if anybody would like to get a hold of me, they can reach me at 847-651-3300.
Hold on, I'm writing that down. 847-651-3330.
No, 3300.
Oh, see, that's why I did that. 847-651-3300. All right,
perfect.
Donna. We'll talk again another day. Good luck.
Thank you, John.